You know that one of the major parts of the tefillos of Yom Kippur is the vidui that we say in the tefillos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, Yom HaKippur muzman tshuva lakol. Yom Kippur is his man of tshuva. Lefika chayavan akol lasos tshuva ulehisvados biyom HaKippur. The Rambam says that on Yom Kippur there's a special inyan to be misvadim. Rabbi Yonah in the Shari Tshuva also echoes a similar sentiment. And he writes, what's the mokar that Yom Kippur is a time that is a special mitzvah to do tshuva? He says, Lifnei Hashem Tetor, it's a posuk. Rabbi Yonah says that there's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur to do tshuva. The Rambam seems to be learning that the mitzvah of vidui is part of the process of tshuva. That's why we have to be misvadeh. If on Yom Kippur we're going to do tshuva, then of course we have to say vidui as part of the process. We are actually misvadeh 10 times throughout Yom Kippur. Why 10 times? If the vidui should be enough to be misvada once, the answer is it's keneged the 10 tevilos of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, when he would be mishanem, ibegezov, lebegelov, when he changed his clothing from the golden clothing to the white clothing, he'd be tovel. He'd do 10 kidusha yadayim, the raglayim, and chomish tevilos. So keneged his 10 kidushim, when he would wash his hands and feet, so we have 10 viduyim throughout Yom Kippur. How do we do the vidui? There are a number of different important points that the poskim discuss. First of all, where does the yochid say the vidui? So the Rama in Siman Tov Resh Zayin Sif Aleph writes that a yochid should say the vidui after his tefila, right? Before Elokai Netzor. Before Elokai Netzor, you say the vidui. The Mishnah Bura points out that if someone normally says Yu L'Ratzon Imrefi before Elokai Netzor, so he should do that. He should say, etc. before the vidui, then say the vidui, and say a lekayin tzar after the vidui. What's the nafkamina? It's very important. It's very important yisod. That according to the Mishnah Berurah, let's say a person is davening a long Shmona Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur gets the Kedusha. So he said, Yu l'ratzon imrefi. He's in the middle of vidui. So he can answer, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And he can't say everything. He says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He says, Baruch Tvod Hashem. Yimloch, you don't say, right? If you're in Elokai Netzar, you say Kadosh, you say Baruch Kvod Hashem, and you can answer the Amen to Hamelech HaKadosh. Those are the three things that you can do. So if a person's in the middle of his vidui, if he said Yiyu L'Ratzon already, so then he can answer to Kedusha. He can answer to Kedusha. It can often happen that they can get up to Kedusha, depending on the tefillah that we're talking about, get up to Kedusha before someone has finished his prior Shmona Esrei. But since we say vidui at the end of the Shmona Esrei, if you say Yiyu L'Ratzon before, then you could answer the Kiddush. Where does the Tzibur say the vidui? So the Rama continues that the Shliach Tzibur says the vidui in the middle of his tefillah. He doesn't say it at the end of the tefillah like the Yochi. He says it in the middle of the tefillah. Why is that? So Rabbi Pesach Frank, in the Sefer Mekorei Kodesh, in Simen Mem Vav, he suggests two different reasons why there's a difference between the Yochi and the Tzibur. He quotes from the Orchis Chaim, one of the Rishonim, that the reason is that the Shliach Tzibur is marich in the middle of his tefillah, with sliches, with psukim of rachamim, with so much in the tefillah, with different piyutim. So the minig developed that he should say the vidui with all the extra piyutim that he's saying. Why leave it for the end of the Shmona Esrei? He's adding so much to the Shmona Esrei anyway. Put it in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. Put it with all of the arichas that we're having in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. That's one approach that the Rishonim give. But then Ratzi Pesach Frank quotes the Rav Haigon, who writes in a tshuva, that the reason why there's a difference between Yochid and Tzibur is because the Yochid makes a special place for the vidui at the end of his tefillah. So we assume that since he'll make a special place, he'll have more kavana for the vidui. So it's better for the Yochid to say the vidui after the tefillah because he'll have extra kavana. It's not just stam in the middle of the tefillah, but it's like a special mokom miyuchad at the end of the tefillah, so that will get the Yochid to have extra kavana. But the problem is the Shliach Tzibur can't say it at the end of his tefillah. Why can't he? Because once the Shliach Tzibur finishes his tefillah, he's not a Shliach Tzibur. If the tefillah is over, so then he's no longer a Shliach Tzibur. So if he finishes Chazaras HaShatz, then his role as the Shliach Tzibur has ended. So you can't say the vidui afterwards. If you're going to say the vidui b'tzibur, it has to be part of Chazaras HaShatz. So that's why we say it in the middle. It's not just because he's being marich anyway, so therefore you might as well put it there with the whole arichas in the tefillah, but rather his shem shliach tzibur is only chal during chazaras hashatz. Once he finishes the chazaras hashatz, then there's no way that you can put the vidui, and it's not going to be called a vidui betzibur. So these are different reasons given for why the vidui of the tzibur is actually in the middle of the chazaras hashatz. Another issue that the poskim talk about is a person supposed to be mefarik the chait as part of the vidui? You're supposed to specify the chatan that you've done. So machlokas tanoim at the end of Maseches Yuma, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tshuva that someone has to be mefarik the chait. It's ma'akev in the vidui. The Rambam says without being mefarik the chait, that's not called a vidui. If you're confessing what you did wrong, you can't just say I did something. I did wrong thing. You have to say what you did wrong exactly. But not all Rishonim agree. The Rif and the Rush claim that you don't have to be mefarik the chait, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The pirat achet is not ma'akev in the vidui. Shulchan Aruch and Simit Tofresh Zayin Sid Beis. But the Shulchan Aruch is that if someone is misvada belachash, let's say you're saying a vidui quietly, it's appropriate to be mefarik the chait. It's appropriate to specify what you've done. The Ramah says what we say commonly, the al-chait, beseder aleph beis, that's not called pirat achet. That's not specifying, because everyone's saying the same thing. That's not called a pirat achet. So if you're going to be machmer for pirat achet, then you can't just say the nusach hatfila, because you're not going to accomplish anything by doing that. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Chaye Odom was mesakein a seder vidui al pi aleph beis. He put a lot into the Yashamnu Bagadnu, all different things. People have pamphlets of the vidui, other photocopies and other things to see what the Chaye Odom added. He has a lot, you know. In Beis he talks about bitalnu Torah, berachnu brachos levatola. Yeah, different bases, right? In Gimel he has a little bit more in Gimel instead of just the. Gazalno, he talks about Goisi and other averis that people have done. So of course, if you just say everything that the Chaye Odom has in his nusach, that's not pirat achet either, because you're saying everything. The point is to take the nusach that the Chaye Odom had, or maybe other nuschos, maybe other there are other nuschos. The Shalah has a nusach of vidur. Say what's appropriate for you. Say what you think you've done. Oh, that becomes a pirat achet. Then you're being mefarid. Not saying everything, but you're saying specific things. So that maybe is a pirat achet that would make the vidui better. And once you do that, if the misvada belachash, I mean, be'emes, even when we're misvada betzibur, if you're not going to say it out loud, you're just going to say it quietly to yourself. You know, we say, oshamnu. So oshamnu, we say out loud. But if you want to add something quietly, nishgeferlich, you're not saying it out loud either. There's not so much time to add anything when we do a betzibur. But the idea of being misvada belachash and being mefarit dechait, so that's an extra inyan in the vidui. So if a person is not saying it out loud, so then lechora it is a taka better to be mefarit dechait. So even if you're not going to be mefarit in the yashamnu, in the alchait that we say betzibur, at least in the alchait and the yashamnu that we say beyochid, it is appropriate to try to be mefarit a little bit more to chaparain these other shidus in the rishonim, the Rambam, who assumes that you have to be mefarit dechait and it's actually ma'akev in the vidui. Vidui has to be recited standing. Shulchan Aruch paskins in the Tofresh Zayin, Siv Gimel, that you have to be misvadim me'umad. You can't sit down. This is bein vidui biyoche, bein vidui betzibur. It's based on a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara says that Shmuel, when the Shliach Tzibur got to Avol Anachnu v'Avasenu Chatanu, he stood up. What's he standing up for? He got up to the vidui, he stood up. It's clear that Shmuel felt you have to stand for the vidui. What's the idea? Why do you have to stand for the Mishnah Berurah? There explains that you have to stand for the vidui because it's derech hachno'ot tfei. It's a better way to humble oneself. It shows humility. You misvad the belev shalom when you stand. You know, when you're sitting down in the comfort of your chair, I don't know what kind of chairs you have in shul, but like it's a nice, you know, soft back chair and you're being misvad. That's not a way to be misvad. You know, you're not humbling yourself before a kodesh baruch. You stand up. You got to bend down also, they say. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalah that it's appropriate to bend like we bend by Modin. Bend. That shows achna. That shows humbling oneself. Saying, you know, demonstrating that you feel that you did something wrong. It's important, right? So first of all, to stand. Secondly, to bend down. Magen Avraham adds that you should not lean on the shtender. Don't lean on anything. You can hold your hands on the shtender. Right, in a way that if you put the shtender away, you're not going to fall down. But you know, if you're leaning on the shtender to the point that they take it around, and take the shtender away, your face is going to be on the floor. That's not called standing. Not called standing. Up the Magen Avraham, shouldn't be so mechanzi. Don't lean on something. You can put your hands down, but don't lean on it. the Prima Gadim as a suffix, what's the din? Let's say you were sitting. Let's say you weren't standing. Or let's say you were leaning on something. Are you yotzi even b'dieved the vidui? Suffix in the Prima Gadim. The Birkei Yosef writes that for a zokin or a cholosh, an older person or a weak person, he can be samach. He can lean, it's okay. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh and Simin Mevav, he says that maybe the Birkei Yosef assumes b'dieved, you don't have to be chozer mizvadim. That even if you were sitting, b'dieved, maybe a taka yotze, maybe the chachili is supposed to stand, but b'dieved, it's still okay. So if b'dieved, it's still okay, shas archa k'dieved domi, a zokin or a cholosh. Someone who's older, someone who's weaker, it's hard for them to stand. Maybe there's room to be maker with the evet. That's the Birkei Yosef. But according to the Prima Gadim, who's mistapek, whether even with the evet you can be yotze the vidui. If you're sitting, it's not so clear that even for a zaken or a cholosh, you can be sitting. Maybe the zaken or the cholosh should push himself and say some basic vidui. Say a basic vidui standing, because that might be ma'akev in the vidui. There are more comments. What is the basic vidui? What's the ikar vidui? He says, Aval anachnu chatonu. That's the basic vidui. So if the zaken or the cholosh can stand, even for only that, it might be kedai to do that, just to be yotzei, according to the Prima Gadim, to make sure that you're going to be yotzei. How does he know that aval anachnu chatonu is the ikar? From the case of Shmuel in the Gemara. Because it says that when the tzibra got up to aval anachnu chatonu, Shmuel used to stand up. So we see two things from that Gemara. First of all, that you have to stand for the vidui. And secondly, that aval anachnu chatonu is the ikar of the vidui. Then we're marach. We elaborate more. Shamnu begadnu gazanu, etc. But avla nachal chatanu is the key. So first of all, you have to stand up for that. And it would appear that according to what the poskim are saying, one should be leaning over for avla nachal chatanu. You know, sometimes people don't lean until osham, right? The shliach tzibur is saying, he has a whole a nice way of saying, right? Avol anachnu chatanu, right? So are you leaning when he says avol anachnu chatanu, or are you standing up straight? According to this logic, if you say that avol anachnu chatanu, nachnu v'aleseinu chatanu, whatever the nusach is, if that's the ikar vidui, you should be bending then. You can say a nice pir, avol anachnu chatanu, but you should be bending because that's an ikar part of the vidui. What is tefillah zakah? Tefillah zakah is another type of vidui. Tefillah zakah, the Gemara in Yuma, on that Pei Zayin, says mitzvahs vidui erev yom kippurim im chashecha. That the mitzvah vidui is on erev yom kippur im chashecha with night. But the chachamim say you should be mitzvada earlier. That's why we say a vidui mincha before yom kippur. Shema yered var kalkola besuda. What does that mean? Something will happen in the suda. So some Rishonim say that we're afraid the guy might get drunk. He's eating a Suda Mafsekes with Bosa Vedogim, and they used to drink wine. Maybe he'll get drunk, and he won't say Vidui later. We can't relate to that, because most people don't drink right before Yom Kippur. That's what that's how they ate, generally. The Rambam writes that we're afraid that Chas V'Sholom, he might choke in the Suda. He might not make it. Right? So at least he should have a Vidui. He should come to his end, you know, with a kapar. So it's best to try to be mizvada before Yom Kippur as well. What does it mean when the Braisa says mitzvahs vidui erev Yom Kippur and im chashecha? What's the ikar mitzvahs vidui? So Rashi and the Rambam say that the Gemara is telling us that the vidui is really in mariv. Ikar vidui starts with mariv, and then we say it multiple times. We repeat it throughout Yom Kippur. But the Ramban says that's not what the Braisa means. Ramban says the kavana is that mitzvahs vidui im chashecha, you should be mitzvada as Yom Kippur is beginning. As the sun is going down, right before the sun is going down. So that you enter into Yom Kippur b'tshuva. Right? The ikar vidui is as the shkia sacham is occurring, zok the Ramban. So even though you've been mitzvada b'mincha, says the Ramban, from this braisa, you get the impression that you should be mitzvada again, im chashecha, not just in marav. We're going to get to marav later. But you should be mitzvada im chashecha as the sun is going down, just as the chashecha has come. Mishnah Berurah writes in Simit Tov Resh Zayin, Sikon Aleph, in the name of the Shalah, that it's appropriate to be machmer for this day. And it's for that reason that the old minig is to say what's called tefillah zakah. If you look at the Yom Kippur Machzer, there's a tefillah zakah, pure tefillah. Right, that Many people say they try to come to shul early, a little bit early, to say tefillah zakah. In the tefillah zakah, it talks about vidui. It talks about the different parts of the body that we have, and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we haven't used the body properly. We've used it for improper purposes, and really we should be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our hands and with our feet and with our mouths. And we've said the wrong things, and we've acted improperly, and we've run to the wrong things. It's a very beautiful piyutz. Look at it in the English, so that you see exactly what you're saying. It's kedai to spend the time, but it takes about 10-15 minutes to say if you say it properly. If you can't, I mean, if people need help at home, if your parents need help cleaning up at home, so better to clean up at home. That's more of a schus. But if you could somehow get out early and get to shul a little bit early to say tefillah zakah, that would be a wonderful thing. And that's the kiyum of this chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shalot, to try to say vidui im chashecha, right as the sun is going down, to be mekayim, the sheet of the Ramban. In fact, Rasi Pesach Franki, the Mekorei Kodesh, is Toma. He doesn't know why people are makel to say tefillah zakah sitting down. Many people say tefillah zakah sitting down. But if tefillah zakah is all about vidui, and we just said you have to say vidui standing up, so how can you say tefillah zakah sitting down? It's really appropriate to say tefillah zakah standing up. Some people do say tefillah zakah standing up. I think it's more appropriate to do so in that fashion. Rav Sternbach writes in one of his tshuvas that let's say a person comes late. Let's say he can't come to tefillah zakah. He's helping out at home. He's making sure the kids are taken care of and that everything has been cleaned up and he's ready to, and you know, the whole family is ready to go together. Not that he's racing ahead to shul and like leaving, like, I'm sorry, you know, you clean up and I'll take care of. No, if you have to clean up, then it's better to clean up. So what happens? You come to shul late and there's no time to say tefillah zakah. They're taking the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh already. What should you do? So Zucker of Sternbach, you should say a vidui. Say a short vidui. Ona Hashem, chatosi b'shogeg avisi b'meizid pashati b'mered uv'mal adkan. That's also a vidui. Aval anachnu chatonu. In many kehilos, they have the minute to say the nusach of Ashamnu, right, when they come to shul. That's it, Ashamnu. I mean, how long does it take to say Ashamnu? Right, if you daven nusach svar, you say Ashamnu every day. Right, what does it take? 20 seconds? So it should probably take a little bit longer. Right, so a minute, 40 seconds, it doesn't take that long. But it's also a vidui. At least if you say Hashamnu, you're yotzi this idea of the Ramban to say vidui im chashecha. Finally, the poskim point out there's another reason to say tefillah zakah, and that is for the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippur. We know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Yuma say that there's a mitzvah to be mosif mechol ala kodesh, to add on to the day of Yom Kippur. Right? The poskim says v'nisim es nafsho seichem b'sisha lachodesh ba'erev. That you fast on Tisha L'Chodesh. What does that mean? You fast on Asiri B'Chodesh. Yom Kippur is on the 10th, not the 9th. The answer is, you're supposed to be Mosif from the 9th into the 10th. We talk about Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. The Iker is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That's the mitzvah d'araisa. Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, there are some who say that it's only the Rabbanan, and some deny it entirely. Some Mepharshim say that the Rambam holds there's no din of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. Tosefes Yom Kippur, that's the din d'araisa. So a person has to be Mosif Yom Kippur. He has to add a little bit. And that's what we do in Tefillah Zakah. We say, Harei Ani Mekabel Kedushas Yom HaKippurim, with all of the Inuyim. That's part of Tefillah Zakah. Not just the Vidui, but to be Mekabel Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And the reason we say it in Tefillah Zakah is because the Ramah holds that Kabbalah Belev doesn't work. It's a discussion. Some of the poskim hold maybe Kabbalah Belev does work, but the Ramah says it doesn't work. You can't just be Mekabel in your heart. You have to say it in your mouth. So that's why in the Tefillah Zakah we're actually Mekabel Tosefes Yom HaKippur. Let's say you're not going to say Tefillah Zakah, you come to shul late, so say a short vidui, at least say a short vidui, and say you're Mekabel Tosefes Yom HaKippur, and adkan, even if that only takes a few moments. Aval anachnu chatanu, say at least aval anachnu chatanu, I hereby am Mekabel Tosefes Yom HaKippur, so within 10-15 seconds you could accomplish the basics of Tefillah Zakah, even if you can't say the whole Nusach. But if possible, it's best to come and say Tefillah Zakah. One should taka say Tefillah Zakah so that the Yotzi, these extra halachas, not just to be Mekabel Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, but to say a vidui, like the Ramah, a vidui im chashecha, just as Yom Kippur is beginning. Shtaka bizocha, to be misvadeh properly, to do a tshuva shleima, we should all be granted a gemar chesed.